Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, heading into midweek Wednesday, looking back at Tuesday's markets with Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing. An up day Tuesday, huh, Duane?
Yeah, nice little recovery today, led by the corn and wheat complex. Russia-Ukraine war kind of accelerating again, you know. Putin now is talking about basically stopping Ukraine shipments of corn out, you know, bombing ships, things like that. So he was all kind of fired up today, and that fired up the markets. You know, start to think Ukraine can't get their corn and wheat out. It kind of bumped up our prices here. Bloomberg had an article last night talking about they actually believe China's still going to buy that 12 million metric ton before the end of the year, which is the end of the month now. But then no flash sales at 8 o'clock this morning. So soybean market was the one market that drifted a little bit lower today. We really need to see some confirmation soon for that market to take off. But President Trump today thanked President Xi for buying more of our soybeans. I didn't see the sale myself, but we're thanking him anyway, I guess.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management.
Wheat led the charge. You know, and again, we don't say that many times, but wheat actually was the market that had the big, you know, the best gains here today and held on to it the longest. And a lot of it was due to, of course, the talks that are going on between, the Ukraine and Russia dealing with the potential of ending the war over in the Black Sea region. Now, the trouble came was that Ukraine supposedly, or somebody, Ukraine's taking credit for it, hit one of the vessels hauling oil for Russia, and Russia now is threatening to block the access to the ocean or to the sea for Ukraine. And that sent the wheat market up today, because if they block that access, it could shut down some exports, as this is one of the bigger exporting regions as far as wheat is concerned, as far as oil is concerned. I believe the strait that they're talking about is the fifth busiest when it comes to exports. So that kind of sent the wheat market up here a little bit today, and then corn followed along behind. Corn demand continues to be strong. That helped, but the lack of any news coming from China on soybeans kept the soybean market on the defense.
Let's get back to soybeans now with Karen Brown of Zahner Ag Hedge on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon.
There's really not an increase in crush that we could feasibly do that could fill a gap, that's the loss of China, or, you know, just disappointing, I guess, exports to China. I mean, China is just too huge of a piece of that puzzle. But, you know, that could be down the road, because I think in this report, you know, USDA tends to change usage numbers more so when they have a change in supply. And so since you're not going to be changing the supply, and that should be noted, I mean, maybe some people don't know that, but USDA will not be making production updates to U.S. corn and soybeans next week.
Right.
That will come in January. So without those changes, you know, I'm not really sure that we have enough information to really change anything. I mean, I think, you know, if you really do the calculations on soybeans, you can easily argue for lower exports. But, you know, given that we don't have this trade deal with China even signed yet, I don't know how many times we've been promised it would be. I don't even really know what's going on with that, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really know that enough has unfolded for, you know, them to really do anything with that. As far as I know, China has bought about 3.7 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans thus far, and that is 136 million bushels. Just for context, last year in 24-25, we shipped China 832 million bushels.
Wow.
So, I mean, we see all these, you know, flash sales. Well, not this week. I'm not really sure where they are.
Yeah.
I really expected to see some this week, but, you know, in the market gets excited seeing those. But again, just keep in mind, you know, this is really nothing compared with what we, you know, saw last year and what we are expecting to see. So, yeah, I don't really think they need to do anything with soybeans, but with corn, I would say, again, I think where they're at, they already have a massive export number. I don't really think they need to do much because, you know, like I was mentioning earlier, this might be a little bit of a non-seasonal year for both corn and soybeans. You know, we really knock it out of the park on corn early on. And then, you know, later on, maybe, you know, we get a little more soybeans in the mix than we're used to seeing. So I personally don't think they need to really touch anything.
On AgriTalk yesterday, Karen Braun, Zahner Ag Hedge. All right, it's time for the weather forecast now on Inside Agriculture.